I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You have been asking for ages, and we have delivered. That's right, our brand new official merch shop has landed. It's bloody gone and landed. So again, it's on the link on our socials, or head to the Private Parts Podcast website, www.privatepartspodcast.com. Stumbled over that one. To get your cups, socks, tote bags, stickers, whatever you need. We also have a limited numbers available, so get yours and stock up for those Christmas presents for everyone around you right now. And join our Patreon page while you're at it. Hey, listen, let's kick off the episode. How many steps do you do a day?
How many steps?
Do you calculate your steps?
I don't calculate it with an iPhone or an iWatch.
Well, you count them in your head.
I do them in my head. No, I do them out loud. You'll see me going down to the tube. 502. People seem to look at me strangely, and I don't know why.
People seem to look at me strangely.
Why are you looking at me?
So wait, so you count your steps as you go? You go one?
Yes.
Two?
No, of course I don't count my steps. Do you? Count yours?
Yeah, I calculate them on my watch. Should I tell you how many I've done today?
Go on, why don't you impress us all?
All right, I will. The amount of steps I've done today, you ready for this? 1,697 steps.
Is that good?
I don't know. Don't think it's that good. Just got a shake of the head from Kate over there.
That's because you get carried most places.
I don't get carried. Well, I carry you on my back. That's why my back hurts.
You drunkard.
Do you know how much my back hurts from carrying your weight, emotions?
Of my weight, what do you carry?
Oh, all of it.
Literally a thimble full of...
What?
Of emotion. That's about it. Tiny amount. No. Tiny, tiny amount.
My back... I'm
your
like,
back hurts because you're old.
No, it doesn't.
That's about it.
No, it doesn't. Do you know why my back hurts?
Why?
Because the amount of...
Sports injury, because I was...
Yeah. Do you know what? I was very good at sport.
Yeah.
I was
great at sport. I hurt my back when I was two.
Yeah, I didn't hurt it when I was two. I used to throw the javelin. I don't know if you...
I used to throw the javelin.
Well, I used to throw the javelin as well.
I would have thrown it at you.
Well, you would have tried to murder me on a sports field.
No, maybe not murder, but severe injury, hopefully.
You know there was a... There was an athletics match where someone...
No way.
Yeah, where someone... there was an athletics
shut
match.
Shut up.
Where someone threw a javelin.
Yeah.
And it hit one of the stewards.
Oh, my God. What, like hit or...
Hit, as it went through them. Went through them.
Do they survive?
Yeah, they survived.
Do they still have it in them?
I think they went...
a nightmare trying to get on the tube. Like, I can't get in.
You could get on the tube.
Well,
getting on the tube.
No, no, because it depends which way it went through them.
It didn't go through them. What, you think it went through sideways?
Well, I don't know, because they would have been...
What, they turned their body?
Well,
ah!
No, you're not, because you wouldn't be facing it on. I guess maybe did they have their back to it?
Well,
no,
it went through the back then.
Well, no, because the way it would get you is if you're walking across it, you're like da-da-da-da-da, and you're not paying attention.
Yeah.
And it goes through the side of your,
no,
your body.
I think went through the chest.
So, what are you looking at your watch for?
I think I was just checking my steps. They've gone up.
Bored already. You're sitting on...
My steps haven't gone up. I thought they'd gone up.
Funny that. You're sat on a very comfy chair.
Yeah, well, I thought they'd go up. No, I think the javelin went through the chest. Through the chest.
Can you survive that?
Yeah, of course you can survive anything.
Let's get him on the podcast.
You can... Could be a she. Typical you. Always thinking everyone's a bloke. Yeah. It's probably a man.
You finally nailed me down.
Saw someone said the only thing that has a female term in it is herpes.
Which you have. Do you manage to...
It's incurable and I don't have it.
So that works.
I don't have it. It's incurable.
Have you managed to work it? Because there are some ways, aren't you? So you've kept it under control.
I don't have herpes.
No, I remember a couple of years ago.
What do you mean keep it under control?
Yeah, I saw it on your...
On my face.
On your testicle when you popped it out.
Yeah. You pop out the... Have you ever had an STD? Go on, tell us.
I've never had one. I'm as clean as a whistle.
A whistle is not that clean as well. I don't get that saying. A whistle is like a really unclean object.
Maybe not at your sports day. You gobbing down.
Because I put it off my bottom. Do you know what I used to hate more than anything? When I used to play in the orchestra. I never played in the orchestra.
You never played in the orchestra.
I never played in the orchestra. When I used to watch the orchestra, one of my most hated bits is when the trumpet players would like blow their spit from it onto the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, what are you doing? It's like the most vile thing.
How much to have to stand underneath and take a mouthful of that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
One of my worst things is imagining someone, like, properly getting, like, you know, like a greenie, like a proper...
Yeah.
Like, pulling it back and then having to take that in the mouth.
I've told you this story before.
I honestly think I would... I think I'd pass out.
I've told you this story before, have I not?
No.
About my friend Nick at school.
You have to elaborate.
My friend Nick at school. I was going on the coach with him to Normandy. I told you this.
to fight on the beaches.
We went on a trip to Normandy because that's what we did on school trips. I've told you this.
And
Nick was sitting opposite me. Oh God, it makes you actually like retch inside. And he was like this really bad like cough and sneeze, like all this. And I was like, just blow your nose. And he went, all right, and blew it into his hand.
Oh,
and then showed me his hand, and it honestly looked like he'd smashed a ninja turtle in his hand.
Like some sort of amphibious, like, oh, look at my webbed hand.
Honestly, it looked like he had crushed a turtle in his hand. It was so green and rank. And I went, oh my God, and he looked at me and sucked it up.
See, it really affects me. I don't know why. Like, I feel quite sick thinking about it. When I was at school...
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I'm a legend. Yeah. I was... we'd gone out for a ciggy. We'd like snuck out at
you
night.
You were one of those boys, weren't you?
Yeah,
oh, let's go. We don't really like this, lads, but let's do it. Come on, boys.
I love
let's
it.
Let's go out and ruin our lungs.
Let's do it.
Come on, boys. Let's go and do it. Yeah, what, you pussy? You're not going to do it? Yeah, I don't want to go and ruin my lungs. Oh, I'm going to bully you for the rest of your time here. That's what you were like.
That's what you were like.
Oh, you're not going to drink this vodka? All right, I'm going to bully you for it.
I was out smoking cigs. You were out having wanks with your mates.
Way cooler than you, healthier. In fact, raising endorphins. What are you doing?
Raising my status in the school. The next morning, you should have seen the way I swaggered into breakfast.
Why you sound like Morgan Freeman?
I was like John Wayne.
You should have seen me swaggering.
Honestly, I walked in and girls just fainted.
At the sight of you?
Yeah, because because I actually stank. I stank of smoke.
Just quickly, a quick tangent. Wait until you go back to your Siggy story. I got Lynx Africa. I think it was Lynx Africa or Lynx something. And I was like, the girls are going to freaking love this. And I laid out
at an all boys school.
Yeah, no, it was actually at my cousin's house. I'm pressing my cousin's weird. Anyway, I put down my like clothes and I went all over my jumper, all over my trousers, all over my socks. And I was like,
did you concentrate on the crotch area?
And I must have smelled it. And I walked downstairs and I walked up to the room where the party was. And everyone went, what the hell's that smell? I was like,
weirdly was a slightly less reaction to normal for you.
Yeah, so you're a cigarette smoker.
So we're out, it's pitch black, and we'd snuck out. I think we're near like the hockey fields at this point. And,
gone quite far, haven't you?
Yeah, well, yeah, you know,
sick.
We wanted to chug a few ciggies, so.
Chug a few ciggies.
So we're in the pitch black, and obviously I'm standing there with my mate.
What's his name?
His name was James.
Jimbo
Slice. And he'd obviously kind of forgotten where I was because it was like really dark. And he like gets a massive spit ready and just spits it, what he thinks is into the pitch black, goes straight into my face.
Oh my God.
I was like, I still to this day think that he knew what he was doing.
Oh my God.
I still to this day think.
Was it just you and James?
Yeah, it was just us two. And a couple of ladies of the night. i.e. my prep book. Yeah. I actually have another story.
Story time with Alex Mitten.
It's just because it's not like it pains you all the minutes that I get to talk. You're counting them. You don't count your steps.
Do you know the
amount of minutes that you're not speaking.
Do you know the only thing I count at the moment?
Money and the minutes that you're not speaking.
No,
those
are
the two main things.
No, it's
guaranteed.
Not. Do you know what I count?
Hair follicles.
No, I don't count hair follicles either.
How many times have you had sex with Sophie? 3.
No, don't count.
Christmas coming up. Going to give her a present that she really wants. Unwrap this. You're counting. I'm going to give herpes to this Christmas. Last Christmas, I gave you my warts.
the very next day.
You realised they were here to stay.
Last Christmas.
You're disgusting.
I didn't say any of that. You just said it all.
Also, stop pretending that you care about the planet. I'm so bored of it.
I do care about the planet. You care about the planet. I'm the one who's doing shit.
Your goal is to make as much money as possible so that you can fly to the moon and
hide there
when the planet falls apart. You, Jeff Bezos,
and
Ricky Gervais.
And me, Ricky Gervais, and Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Who else is that?
Barry from EastEnders.
Okay, and who else? Stop going through the extras cast. Who else is that?
Grant Mitchell. Again, he's on
extras.
Who else is there?
Mark Wright.
Mark Wright. No, he didn't make it.
He didn't make
his rocket crashed.
Oh, that's a shame. Do you recycle?
Yes.
Okay, what?
Everything I
do you
produce.
Okay?
But actually,
what do you do with your food waste?
But recycle. I put it in a separate food waste thing. It stinks. What was I going to say?
Don't know. No one cares what you're about to say. You had another story for us.
Well, why don't I just leave?
I really like it when you're here.
I'll leave and I'll walk home.
You'll walk home.
I'll walk home.
I don't want you to leave. I like it when you're here.
Well, don't be such an asshole.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I do. I thoroughly enjoy you. I like your stories. I like it all.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, hey, listen.
Well,
we got to say hello to all you lovely listeners. Hello. Welcome to a bonus episode. Don't know how long we've been running for, but it's been great. By the way,
you're going to say, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be here for.
I'm going to be here for. No, I want to say a big thank you to you guys. Everyone who's joined our Patreon, really exciting. You can still join up to our Patreon, which means you get extra content and all of the episodes ad-free. It's very exciting. You've got different tiers you can choose from not expensive at all to a little bit expensive. It goes up to about 12 quid, I think, somewhere around there.
Big old community over there.
Yeah, big old community
big
at
old
the moment.
Community. Oh, there's a lot of private parts.
It's growing. You get voice mail on there, which is our mental health podcast. You get bonus episodes of me and Mitt. You get sort of videos from us, loads of different things. So go and check it out. Our Patreon page, our link tree in our bio on @privatepodcast Instagram page. Go and check that out. Secondly, Spotify Unwrapped. Come on. I don't know if you guys know what Spotify Unwrapped is. It's basically where you find out what is your most listened to podcast this year. And it's a little trumpet for you.
Nice.
Private Parts.
You said you weren't in the orchestra.
Private Parts is one of their favourite.
I've seen it reposted a lot, actually. Number one.
Yeah.
Do you know what's a kick in the teeth every time?
What?
It's just fucking you in that photo looking at me.
Yeah, it's going to change. It's going to change soon. It's going to change.
Stop playing with your testicles.
I had an itch.
Jamie's got some very tight trousers on and he's got his hand in his pocket.
No, I didn't.
He's playing pocket hockey. What are you doing?
I had an itchy bit,
We've got some very new comfy sofas that we're sat on right now. Jamie's leant back, hand in his pockets, just fiddling with himself, looking at me.
Oh, my God.
I feel like this is the new style of the podcast.
Do you know what was number one most streamed podcast globally of the year?
I mean, Joe Rogan does pretty well.
Yeah, Joe Rogan was number one. Number two, Call Her Daddy.
What's that?
It's Call Her Daddy. It's a sort of a sexy podcast.
Sex sells, man.
Crime Junkie number 3, TED Talks Daily number 4, The Daily number 5. That's pretty cool. We weren't in there. But this is Spotify, right? Spotify. Yeah. And also, Alex, the listeners have been trying to chat you up on Instagram.
Have they?
Do you want to hear it? Yeah.
Let's hear it.
So here's some chatted lines they sent in. Here's one. Are you a DJ? Because my vagina is a Pioneer DDJ 400 controller.
Sick.
I don't even know what that means. DDDJ. Is that... the hell?
DDDJ.
You've got fan mail coming in.
She's got a mixer as a vagina, so it needs someone to go and mix and manipulate the buttons on it and...
Where's mine? Why can't I be that?
Jay, you're in a long, loving relationship.
Yeah, but I'm hip and cool and sexy. Look at me, I'm sexy.
Take your hands out.
I haven't got them in my pocket.
Take your hands off your penis. I'm sexy. I'm over 30. I'm Graydon Birch. I've had years of experience. Trust me. Take your hands.
I was itching my leg. We also have some fan mail for you, Mr. Alex Mitten.
I thought that was it.
Now we got some more, which it's fan mail for you. Hi, Jamie and Alex. I had a bit of an embarrassing fangirl moment last night at an event in Hackney Wick as I saw Alex, and the first thing I said to him was, "You're always hungover." Just wanted to say he was super friendly and was so nice to meet, and hopefully I'll meet you too at some point, Jamie. I thought I'd share this selfie I got with Alex at not my finest hour after drinking all day and night. I'm aware my head looks extremely large, but such a huge fan of the podcast. It really brightens up my week. Lots of love, Abby. And this is Abby and you together. We're going to post that on our social media. We're going
to put it on our social media. Where that was.
Put it on our social media at Private Podcast. Go and check it out. Thanks, Abby, for that. That's so nice of you.
Thank you, Abby. Lovely to meet you.
We also, hey, listen, Christmas is around the corner. Have you got your Christmas tree up? Have you got anything? Have you got your lights going?
I don't believe in it.
What?
Christmas. Hate it. No, I haven't actually.
You do? Oh, I don't believe. It's human made. I don't believe in Valentine's Day. You know,
I'm actually not a massive fan of Valentine's
Day.
Why
not?
And historically, it's gone terribly.
Why not?
Because I used to say it. I would say to exes, we're like, look, just so you know, I'm not really into it. I'd rather show you on another random day or not when it's like forced. And in their head,
what is wrong with you?
In their head, they're like, oh, okay, yeah, he's obviously going to do something on the day. He's just downplaying it. And then the day comes,
and you end up
nothing. Tears every time.
And you never learn from it?
No. Well, I don't want to...
You don't like the fact... What I don't get with you...
It's a little bit corny, is what I feel sometimes. It's a bit forced.
Isn't that a lovely thing, though, that you're in unison together? It's all about love for one day.
I'd rather do it on a different day.
So you want to go against the grain just to be different?
Not.
Why don't you do it on another day as well as Valentine's Day?
Well, yeah. I don't feel like you should have to be sort of coerced into it. Not that you have to be, but like... Do it whenever.
Why?
Doesn't need to.
Yeah, yeah. But
need
isn't it great to celebrate a day around love?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just sometimes you're sat at dinner and you've got like loads of other couples sat there. It just feels a little bit manufactured. That's
you're like, what would be the Scrooge version of Valentine's Day? You would be like
Manson. What was that?
Marilyn Manson.
No, not Marilyn Manson.
Manson.
both equally awful.
What was his name? Manson.
Charles Manson.
Charles Manson.
Yeah.
You think you'd be like Charles? Yeah, you're like the Ted Bundy. That's what you are.
Wow.
You are.
You know, you didn't let me finish my story.
Oh yeah, continue it. Sorry.
How long has that? I'd like to get the minutes for how long you...
Shall I tell how many steps I've done by the end of this podcast?
You're going to have to go on the 12 steps soon because
I'm going to tell you how many steps I've done. Oh, they've stayed the same. 1,697. Haven't moved anywhere.
You should do penis touches.
Okay, tell me your story.
Well, it's kind of lost its momentum now.
No, it hasn't.
So we're talking about sneaking out at night. Yeah. I snuck out at night.
Mm-hmm.
Legend. And went to go meet a girl. And so we met in the hockey sheds.
Did you wear the hockey outfit? It's me in my oboe gear.
Oboe?
That was the hockey goalkeeper. They wore oboe gear.
I did not know that.
So I used to be a hockey goalie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But you didn't know that.
That's awesome.
Don't worry.
Anyway, so we had a fun time and...
So weird. What do you mean we had a fun time?
Well, we strategized. We talked about the next match and how I wasn't too impressed with her. I literally don't know any hockey term.
Her drag flip. Drag flick. Not a drag. Did I say drag flip?
Yeah.
What would a drag flip be?
It's a drag queen doing a backflip. anyway, so we were strategizing on a bench that was in the hockey shed.
Yeah.
And somehow my knee got like fully wedged down the back of it. And by this time it's like 4:30 a.m. It's like late.
Mm-hmm.
And I fully can't get my knee out. So I'm stuck there. And she's there for ages, like trying to lube up my knee, trying to pull it out, and it just doesn't happen. So eventually she leaves.
It's stuck.
Yeah, like fully stuck. And so she left.
Why did she leave?
He's worried about getting caught because, like, the sun...
Was it one of those moments? Don't leave me.
Yeah, I was like,
don't worry.
I'll take it.
Tell my mother that... Tell my mother I love her.
Yeah. So she left. Eventually, I managed to get it out, but, like, fucking nearly dislocated my my knee and got back to safety.
That is the end of the story.
That's
it. I thought you were going to surely make something up.
No.
If that's the end of the story, oh, yeah?
She's here today.
What's her name?
My knee.
My knee? So you got actually a person called My Knee.
My Knee Jenner. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, that story would have been fine as an immediate segue, but because you're such a narcissist, we had to go off on your tangent for 20 minutes.
Oh,
there you go.
God, it was too good. Hey, listen, to all you lovely people who tune into our bonus episode, thank you so much. As always, we can say Merry Christmas to you. It's December. Merry Christmas. We're leading up to Christmas. Not many days to go until that wonderful Christmas Day, 25th of December, that we absolutely love. You guys rock. Stay in touch with us. Private Parters.
Send me some more DJ related.
We would love to hear some more fan mail for Alex, some fan mail for me, anything at all. Please send it into contact@privatepartspodcast.com, slide into our DMs @privatepodcast. Go and check out our Patreon page. Go and join the community in our bio on our link tree. It's in our link tree, which is in our bio on Instagram.
Your link tree is in your link tree. Have you got a link tree within a link tree? It's like the inception of link trees. That would fuck with someone if you had a link tree within a link tree that then led them back to the original link tree.
Oh no, that cycle's too much. Yeah. Follow my link tree to my link tree, back to my link tree. Oh my god. Hey everybody, listen, we got a great episode this Friday with Chloe Veach. Chloe Veach was on Too Hot to Handle. She's been on the podcast before. She was on the Circle USA. She has on lots of different things. Hilarious episode. We talk about a lot of things. Get ready for that this Friday. But until then, have a great day. Have a great week. See you soon. Sign off, Alex.
All right. Merry Crimbo soon. It's coming. Christmas is coming.
See you later.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.